BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One.
Two. Let's go.
Scott Mills. I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Here's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Henry, who was supposed to be going on a trip to Australia, is, through this show, virtually. He checked in at Gatwick yesterday. On today's show, he arrives in actual Australia and has to go through airport security again. If you know your crisps, you'll love today's quiz. Don't look it up. There's another Who game and Laura Whitmore is in the mix. We need to catch up with our listener, Henry. Now, Henry's supposed to be going to Australia. He was supposed to be flying yesterday with his mates to Sydney. It's a good day on a plane, that. So he asked us, because he's not going anywhere, if we could recreate his holiday. So we did. And we started off in Gatwick Airport yesterday. I was the bloke checking him in. Can you see your passport, please?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
How old are you?
22.
How long have you held this passport for?
It was when I went to Magaluf. What was that, 2014?
This is very thorough.
Then I sent him from check-in to security. Chris was manning security, and it was a pretty extensive search.
Bend over.
And wow. Then to really recreate the going to Australia experience, we made him actually board the flight.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning from the captain of this flight to Sydney. Approximate flying time will be 24 hours. Got a great crew on board to look after you today. There's Ben, who'll be looking after your every need. Flying at an altitude of 36,000 feet.
See, I've got the voice for pilot. I've totally missed this. Like, if I could drive a plane, I'd be excellent at it. Because I do.
If you could drive a plane.
Yeah,
yeah, you do have the voice on lockdown, though. Yeah. It's, good.
So, looking ahead, here we are a day ahead. He'd nearly be there by now, wouldn't he? He'd be landing. So why don't we continue the immersive going to Australia experience with Henry? And we'll get him landed and we'll send him to a bar in Australia soon. We can now speak to Henry, who has just landed in Australia. Hello.
Hello, or should I say good day?
Good day. How was your flight?
It was good, yeah. I got a lot of sleep done.
Excellent, good work. It's a long flight, isn't it?
It is. It dragged, to be honest.
Henry was supposed to be going to Australia with his mates yesterday, but we're giving him an entire immersive experience and recreating his holiday for him. Yesterday, we took him through check-in and security and then actually boarded the plane and took off.
So he's just landed. Yeah. Do you want us to deal with some of the airport stuff at the start here?
Yeah, you've got to go through again at the other end. So you're in Sydney Airport now, Henry, OK?
I'm here, yeah. I'm ready to go.
OK, I'll give you 10 minutes, all right, to walk through all the corridors and then I'll pass you on to airport security, yeah?
Scott Mills.
Our listener Henry was supposed to fly to Australia yesterday with his mates for the very first time. Annoying, but that's where we're at. It's not happening at the moment. But that's okay, because we're recreating his trip for him. He's now landed in Sydney. We spoke to him yesterday on the show. So, about 24 hours on, he spent a day on a plane, but he's there.
I'll be honest, I wasn't sure about doing this part of the trip on Radio 1 because... I'm going to need an Australian accent. I can't do accents.
Amazing. I've been waiting for this.
So really, this is your game from here, Scott. However, I will feature a small amount at airport security.
Okay. All right, Henry. So in your immersive Australian experience, you're in Sydney Airport now and you're walking up to that handsome man there at airport security.
Yeah, it's true. Why are they always lookers?
Mm. Well, it depends what country
control.
You're in, to be fair, babe.
Really?
Yeah. Have you been to Ukraine?
I haven't. Mm.
Not one.
Okay.
Not one.
Okay. Right. Let me just give this a go.
All right. So you up you go, Henry.
Good day, mate. Step forward.
Hello.
Passport, please.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's hold this up. What's the purpose of your trip?
Just pleasure this time.
What do you mean by pleasure? Are you travelling with friends, mates?
Is this seriously your Australian accent?
It's really hard to pitch other than just the start bit. Honestly, accents has never been my thing. I'm
really
happy to stop this. You're telling me I've got to pretend to be airport security. I'll stop this if you want right now.
There's just five of us lads. We're just coming on holiday.
Five lads, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, bend over, mate.
Oh, again. Don't they do this in Australia as well?
It's all I've got in the locker, to be honest. All right. Actually, you wouldn't bend over at security, at passport control there, would you? You'd sort of go into a little room, I imagine.
Okay.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Follow me behind this screen, mate.
God, I'm really thorough when you land.
Has anyone interfered with your bags, mate?
Not that I'm aware of, mate.
Don't call me mate.
Sorry.
It's not a laughing matter, mate. Bend over.
Straight in.
Again.
Yeah, again. There we go. Oh, fine. Enjoy your trip, mate.
Thank you.
All right, so...
And the next person you'll encounter is what?
I think you should go straight out, okay? So head out of the airport and head to a bar, the first bar you can see, and we'll speak to you then a bit later, all right?
Okay, sorted.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine that, you spend a whole day on a plane and end up in Somerset, says Dan in Bromsgrove. Yeah, like, why after all that flying did he just end up in the West Country? Your accent, man.
I thought at times it was good. It is a little patchy. Best I can do for you guys, sorry.
You think? Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to get back to Henry a bit later on and see where he's at. But, yeah, I'm going to get him to head to a bar and hopefully he'll meet a new friend, a new Aussie friend in there. Someone else says, has to be said, Chris is a little keen on the examinations. Hope he never gets a job at an airport. I know, right? Never been examined that much. Also, we just skipped all the awkward taxi small talk. You know where the taxi drivers ask where you're from and you end up trying to tell them about UK geography and then just say, it's near London.
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Gold, gold, gold. The Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
Now, this was done some time ago and things have changed in some way since, but here is your guide to Manchester.
Manchester, Manchester, Manchester. The recorded history of Manchester began with the civilian settlement associated with the Roman fort of Mancunian, established in about AD 79. The name Mancunian, that gave origin to the name of the city of Manchester, is thought to derive from the Gaelic word...
But they were Gaelic.
Meaning breast-shaped hill.
Oh.
And refers to the bluff on which the fort stood. This latter evolved into the name we now know today.
Sorry, is it later?
This later evolved into the name we now know today as Manchester. Fast forward a few years, and here we are in the grips of the Industrial Revolution. Play the Industrial Revolution music, Scott. The people of Manchester were at it in anger, like angry rabbits, the population increasing at an astonishing rate. This rapid expansion around the turn of the 19th century meant that Manchester became the world's first industrialised city. By the Victorian era, Manchester was dubbed Cottonopolis. The mills of Manchester were the beating heart of Great Britain's obsession with soft bedsheet and a well-ironed shirt. Back to the normal music, please, Scott. Keep up, boy.
Yeah,
a saying captured this sense of innovation, and it survives today. What Manchester does today, the rest of the world does tomorrow. Did you know it's the birthplace of the vegetarian diet? It's where Rolls first met Royce. It's where Michael Marks and Thomas Spencer opened their first store. Marks and Spencer. It's where ITV hit and daytime favourite Jeremy Kyle is filmed. Famous for headlines like, my boyfriend thinks I cheated with another man through a letterbox.
That was one.
But Julie, you're off to Manchester for a hen do. You need to know about what brilliant activities the city holds. A change in direction on a night out, and you'll find yourself on Canal Street, or Anal Street, as the sign has been recently vandalised. The area is Manchester's clubbing heartland, and has been the LGBTQ plus district since at least the 1940s.
Even when I lived there, someone had made it an Owl Street.
Yes, and now there's never a quiet night in the city dubbed Madchester to others. It's music
not, scene. Not since the 90s.
Its music scene is world famous. You could say it really is Top of the Pops. Play the Top of the Pops music. The 1975, The Chemical Brothers, The Stone Roses, The Oasis, The Twang, The Bugsy Malone, The Smiths, The Pale Waves, The Take That, The Ian Brown, The Everything Everything, and 2005 X Factor winner, The Shane Ward. None of these people are playing at the weekend.
But
Boys to Men are.
Who?
Play the Boys to Men.
Are they on?
Yeah.
I saw them in Vegas.
Other great hen party activities this weekend include the Greater Manchester Marathon, the Northern Vegan Festival, the Lager Festival.
Should we lose Boys to Men now, or...?
Or you've got the historic and contemporary banner exhibition at the People's Museum. All ideal things for you and your hens. And normal music. But Julie, you lucky thing. This weekend, you become an honorary Mancunian. You will eat their curries. You will dance down Anal Street. Maybe you'll accidentally take part in the marathon. Keep your eye out for a breast-shaped hill. Manchester is wonderful. And as the Ian Brown said when asked why Manchester is so great, he replied, "The thing about Manchester, it's got everything but a beach." And there it is. Enjoy your hendu.
Julie, there was a lot in there, right?
There is a lot. That's me set for the weekend.
So much to do, though.
I know.
Vegan festival, Boys to Men, pop into Marks and Spencer, created in Manchester.
Yeah, not many people will know that, actually, that Marks and Spencer was actually Michael Marks and Tom Spencer, two people.
Yeah.
Lovers, I believe.
Were they?
I don't know. Two lovers, Michael Marks and Tom. Hold on, I need to check that because they might well be brothers, and then it's just.
That's really worry. Weird. Hang on. Let's just look if.
Get in trouble for that. I just assumed they were.
Obsessed if they were a couple.
Former lovers.
Were they lovers?
It doesn't say, so we'll go with it for now until someone proves that we're wrong.
Okay. Julie, you're all set for the weekend. Have a great time.
Thank you, and I'll definitely check out Marks and Spencer.
I hope that you enjoyed that. Maybe if that's your first time you're hearing the Guide to Manchester. Maybe you live there. Hopefully that's made you fall in love with it and you can experience it all over again when lockdown's over, for real. And loads of people are saying, right, I'm definitely going to visit Manchester now. Lauren says, never been. Pamela in Belfast, it's now on my to-do list. Do it. And who'd have thought it? Marks and Spencer. Gay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lads, let's do the Who game. You think of something from the past, something a bit retro, a throwback, if you will, and then with all the might that your lungs can muster, you give it a massive... It's me and Chris versus the callers of Great Britain. We keep going until one of us can think of no more Whos, or if the timer sounds, which means we're out of time, let's play. Can I start today, please, Chris?
Absolutely, you go for it.
Okay. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly.
Swallowing a fly is kind of inevitable, though, isn't it? It does happen.
Yeah, that is a song that went on and on and on.
Yeah.
If I remember right, they swallowed a spider to catch the fly.
It was quite sinister as well. It was like, there was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why. Perhaps she'll die.
This is it. And as kids, we're singing this song. And it's actually tragic. It's a bit like Ring a Ring of Roses. And as kids, we're all doing that, dancing around in a massive circle. It's about the plague, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
We should bring that back, actually. That could be a number one, couldn't it? Should we fire up the live lounge again?
Okay, what have you got?
Desperate Scouse Wives.
What was that?
It was a clever title. It was, you know, at a time where everyone's wife was on TV. Rich housewives, poor housewives.
In Liverpool.
All the housewives. And this was a Liverpool version of it, yeah.
I must have missed that. Okay, let's go to the lines. Line one, who's that, please?
It's Steve in sunny Romilly in Stockport, Cheshire.
Go on, Steve.
Blowing on your CD to get rid of the dust.
Line two, who's that?
Hi, it's Charlotte in Lancashire.
Go on, Charlotte. Oh, go on then.
Northern Rock. Hey!
Great one.
That's not on that bank anymore, is it, Northern Rock?
Nope.
Off. Line three, who's that?
Hello, it's Mr. Mick, also known as Mickey the Finch from Little Clacton Colchester.
Oh, God. Okay, yes, please. What have you got?
If you like a lot of chocolate on a biscuit, join our club.
What's your name again, Mick? What was the full title there?
Mickey the Finch.
Why?
Mickey the Finch. What happened there?
At work, I was called, my boss called me the Mickey the Finch. So
it's amazing the people that get through, isn't it, sometimes?
No, this is great. I think Mickey the Finch might have stories for days here. I'm slightly concerned about what those stories are, but it feels dangerous and I like it.
Okay, back to me.
Oh, Jeremy Corbyn.
That's a good one, but when we did see Jeremy Corbyn recently, you didn't do that to his face.
Is there a song for Keir Starmer yet?
Oh, that's a good one, actually, because there surely will be at some point. We should try and get ahead on that one.
If anyone knows of one, let us know.
What about if we use that old song Informer? Keir Starmer.
Shake a bum bum now. Chris Stark, what have you got?
Scratch and sniff.
Back to Steve.
Shout out to 2005's Jane Norman Carrier Bags.
Charlotte.
K-Swiss.
Oh, I used to love K-Swiss.
Same.
All I'd wear.
Massive
that
trainers.
That sounds like a spawn, but genuinely, it was a thing.
You're asking for some to be sent in now, are you? back to you, Mick.
If you're feeling peckish, pick up a penguin.
You love the old adverts, don't you, Mick?
I sure do.
Right, we're back with the Who game next. Scott Mills. This is the Who game on BBC Radio 1. We're going round and round and round until we can think of no more. We got Stephen, Charlotte, Michael, and me and Chris playing along. Let's continue. Pretending a banana is a phone. I did it yesterday, actually, with a bunch of them. My boyfriend lolled.
I know, but it's getting quite tragic, the things that you and your boyfriend are finding funny at the moment. What was the one you sent me yesterday? He keeps going around pretending to be a newsreader, doesn't he?
Yeah, me and him are obsessed with Sky News. Obviously, I like BBC News a lot, but sometimes we'll watch the other side. When we met, we bonded over our love of Sky News newsreaders, and no one else knows who they are, only me and him. So actually, that became an icebreaker for us.
Well, that's so nice. And actually, I would love to hear more couples. What is the one thing about the other person?
Like a weird thing.
That made you think, oh my God, this one's a keeper. Because I reckon there's a great list that we could build of those.
Do you know who our favourite at the moment is? Because she's always on.
Who?
Always on the press conference. Beth Rigby.
Oh, that's the one you sent me.
Beth Rigby.
So, yeah, your boyfriend goes around the house doing an impression of Beth Rigby.
Sometimes I get voice notes. Beth Rigby, Beth Rigby, Sky News, Westminster, Beth Rigby. Politico editor Beth Rigby there. She always asks a question on the Daily News conference. Yeah. Let's know what bonded you and your partner together. That's quite good, actually.
Well, also, it's just mad who's becoming corona celebrities.
She is,
right?
With her red lipstick.
Like, if I'm a Celebrity happens this year, it should just be people who are corona famous,
100%.
In my opinion.
Let's get Chris Whitty. Yes. Valence, Patrick Valence, get him on.
Valence, Fergus Walsh, and Beth Rigby.
Pretty Patel, but my favourite... Beth Rigby. Okay, Chris.
Okay, I think this is around about 2005, but let's go back there, maybe slightly later. Those Kanye West glasses that were a real thing at the time.
Oh my God, I got pictures of us wearing them in Cavos.
Plastic glasses.
Yeah, with the grills.
Yeah, with the grills on the front.
Ho. Yeah, white ones normally. Steve.
weirdly, most recently of Ben Shepherd fame, The Krypton Factor.
You've got real lungs on that who, Steve. Charlotte.
Mummy, I want to do a poo at Paul's. Hey!
Mick.
Nicky Graham rang. Who is she? Who is she? I mean, who is she? Hello?
Whoa, OK, timer. We've got to be quick. Here we go. Not long left. Wet Dreams.
Salad Fingers.
Stay.
Shout out to all topless construction workers. It's the 11:30 day at Coke Break.
Charlotte.
Having grommets put in your ears as a kid.
What a who. Yes,
Mick.
Grommets.
Mick.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
And there goes the timer. That was brilliant today. What an inspired round of who's, including Finger of Fudge, Wet Dreams, Beth Rugby, using a banana as a phone, and grommets in your ears.
Hey.
Excellent work by Steve, Charlotte and Michael, and thank you, Chris Stark, for playing along.
Thank you.
Play again soon, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that Mick the Fence? 2 metres.
2 metres.
Wash your hands. Stay alert.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so we're not on next week. Clara's on. But then when we come back, we definitely need to do... how you bonded with your partner. This is a great subject that we've just stumbled upon. Right, Chris?
Yeah, this is good. Some really weird stuff coming in, which is nice.
So we'll get to that week after next. I really hope that now I've mentioned my obsession with Beth Rigby that she finds out. Beth Rigby.
Someone's just texted in saying, can we get Beth Rigby to do a DJ set?
Oh my God, that would be the dream.
Why not? Why not?
Like a lot of you wouldn't care, but you see her all the time now on the press conference. This is from Lydia. Thrilled to hear that me and Amelia, my mate, aren't the only people who do impressions of Sky's Beth Rigby. Beth Rigby.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Laura Whitmore in the mix.
From her shed.
We have had a very substantial week of DJ sets, from Niall Horan in his bathroom, to Mel C on the decks from the house that Spice built, to Mo Gilligan, who broadcasts from his house most days, either on Channel 4 when it works, or Instagram Live. To top off the week, we have got another star who didn't realise until this week that Radio 1 DJ was on their bucket list. Laura Whitmore. Good. Where are you? Are you in your shed?
I'm in my garden shed.
Is it just a normal shed? Or does it double up as a bar?
It's not a normal shed anymore. It's a TV studio.
It is also, can you see here?
And a bar. Chris, there's a bar sign. Goals.
Yes.
Do you want to know the devastating news? We are building a bar in here, but we hadn't finished it because obviously we were both away at the beginning of the year in South Africa quite a lot. So we hadn't finished it.
Yeah.
And then lockdown happened. And we were like, can you imagine if we had finished the bar? Because we were going to properly put in a full bar.
Yeah. So that's work in progress, is it?
So I'm in a work in progress at the moment.
All right, Laura, we're going to go straight into your first track. Laura Whitmore, in her shed. What are we going to go for first?
This is my Get People on the Dance Floor, Have a Bit of a Boogie. I'm a big fan of Belly. This is Ride With Me.
It's on. Laura Whitmore on Radio 1 with the birds behind her tweeting. Is that birds I can hear?
Yes, they're everywhere now. They're loving it. They're loving lockdown because the air is fresher. Shorty wanna knock, we knockin' the diss. And if shorty wanna rock, we rockin' the diss. And if shorty wanna pop, we poppin' the crisp. Shorty wanna see the ice, then I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, city listen. Wanna fly, when I walk, pay attention, see the ice in the bliss. Stir, know they diss, honeys look, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me a kiss, come on. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three really need to go with the goatees. So Nelly and Ride With Me on Radio 1. Laura Whitmore already smashing it early doors on her DJ set from her shed. Chris, this is good, yes?
It is good, yeah. The birds are loving it. On a mad one.
Okay, let's go straight into another track. What next, Whitmore?
I'm going to pick this because actually last week we were just in the garden. We had a little bit of a barbecue. It was when it was really sunny. And this song came on and I forgot about it. I actually forgot about the song. This is Boys of Summer.
Because...
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Look at this for service. Do you have this service?
Trying to avoid little treats on the grass.
It's what we coffee.
Hello,
thank
hello
you.
Scott Mills.
Hello.
Chris is there too down the line.
Hello, Chris is there too down the line.
Don't stand on the dog poo.
Dog poo, I've got no shoes on.
He's come out barefoot and there's dog poo in the ground.
Oh, God, I think I even love him more now. I can see what you've done there. He just bought you coffee.
I think he's just done it for the radio.
Well, possibly, but... how are you finding the all the time together? I mean, I know you spend a lot of time together, but it's all the time.
Well, this is why I'm in the shed now.
Got it. It must be quite nice.
Yeah, I think it's important that, like, we are very lucky. We're still working from home. It's actually, we kind of go into separate rooms and we come out for lunch and we come out for dinner. And I think it's very important to have that space.
I understand what you're saying.
For both of us.
Okay, let's play the original Boys of Summer. Loads of people listening to Radio 1 will be like, is this the original from the 80s? Don Henley, turn it up.
Laura Whitmore in the mix from her shed.
Radio 1 playing the original and best version of Boys of Summer. I have to say, I watched your workout yesterday morning when I woke up. First thing I did was click on Instagram, obviously. There's Laura Whitmore live. But you were doing some kind of scorpion move.
Scorpion, the crab.
The crab.
I think I'm exercising more in the house than I've ever done. And it's been lovely doing the Insta lives. So feel free to join in on Saturday.
Okay. If you see me join, give me a shout.
I will, big time.
Chris, you in?
Yeah, I'm one of these lurkers. I sort of watch people doing workouts, which is actually a bit freaky.
It is a bit weird. Okay, Boys of Summer, and now, what are we having?
This is a classic. This is Blackstreet, No Diggity. I like to bag it up. It's going down, fate to Blackstreet. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Say it out. Excuse if I come across rude, that's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born, faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your in Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pim and Black.
BBC Radio 1, Laura Whitmore in the mix. 81199 for your thoughts, please. Are you going to be sad on the day that Love Island was supposed to be on, like the first day? I'm getting that with Eurovision this year. I'm like, oh, it was supposed to be yesterday.
Do you know what I miss more than anything? Watching it.
Yeah.
Because it's my guilty pleasure. It's a nice little bit of escapism.
How's it for Ian? Like, does he now have to snap into sort of Love Island commentary mode in the house? Like, how does it work?
I ended that quite quickly when that started.
Did it start?
Do you know what? Because he's supposed to be on tour at the moment, he's postponed his tour along with everything else is postponed. So I think he's missing being on stage. So I think he's constantly trying to tell jokes and get me to react in some way. I'm like, oh, you're not getting it from here. So he's spending a lot of time on the Xbox.
But I enjoy that maybe in the early stages of your relationship that he was, like, doing the Love Island voiceover.
Yeah, but he probably thought you wanted it. He probably thought that was a really endearing thing to try and impress you. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, I was like, no. The funniest thing is the number one thing that people shout at him is, got a text! Yeah. And he gets really annoyed because he actually never says that. Yeah. He's like, I never say that.
That's true.
Do you know what's weird? When you actually think about it, you two are the most successful Love Island couple ever.
That's true.
Although there's couples that have got babies and they're married and stuff, but yeah, we're doing all right.
I'm obsessed with Olivia and Alex, and that was years ago.
Ian was at their wedding. I think he gave a speech at their wedding.
Wow. Chris, get into it. I'm currently following their home account.
Have you seen their staircase in their house?
Oh, my
massive.
God. Right, I'm glad that it's not just me.
Oh, no, I stalk other people's houses, especially in this time. I can see into people's houses more than ever, and I'm a stalker.
They've done all right for themselves.
I bet you their shed is bigger than my shed.
Okay, Laura Whitmore, the great thing about these DJ sets is you have free reign. You can go wherever you want. So where are we going next?
I wanted to pick happy songs.
I know a lot of people are going through a tough time at the moment, so I just wanted to think, what's going to change your mood? And I'm a huge fan of this lady, and this is Shakira, Waka Waka.
Laura Whitmore.
In the mix, from her very own Casa Amor.
A.K.A. her shed.
A song you never hear, and therefore full marks to Laura Whitmore for choosing, bringing out of the bag there, Waka Waka by Shakira.
How good is that sounding? Like, one of the most random choices that I think we've had in a DJ set so far. Your shed, does it need naming? I'm thinking Casa del Shed.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I see what you did there. The Hideaway.
The Hideaway.
Yes.
Also, I noticed that you were sipping out of the Love Island bottle during the workout.
Actually, the bottle I have that says Laura isn't my bottle. We stole it from Laura Anderson.
Did you?
Because they had... Yes, yeah, it was before I worked on the show and there was spare ones and Ian took us from the villa.
It's not even yours.
It's not even mine.
Okay, let's go from Shakira to what next?
So the next one is, let's bring it back to now, to a brand new song. I love this band. I recently got into TikTok for my sins. Even though I'm not 12, but I'm very aware I'm not. But it makes me smile and a lot of positivity there. So I actually, I spent so long looking at Perry Edwards doing this dance on her TikTok. It's actually wrong, but I learned it. And this is Breakup Song, and this is Little Mix.
Laura Whitmore.
In the mix, from her very own Casa Amor.
A.K.A. her shed.
Laura Whitmore, you have been a dream, as always. We've got one more track. What are you going to throw in for us now?
This is a very special song. This is probably one of the best gigs I ever went to last year. Do you remember gigs? Do you remember live gigs? I saw them at Madison Square Gardens, but Fleetwood Mac have always been very special. It's just one of those bands that means a lot for our family. And this song in particular, Everywhere, is just, I think it's kind of like me and Ian's song, but I think it's for everybody. And do you know what I just found in my shed? No lie. Cassette tape. A Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? I remember, I've got this really odd memory of watching the football at this sort of record label party, right? And they threw this massive party, I think it was for the Euros or the World Cup or something, and this song being on, and I didn't really know you that well then, and you were dancing to this song. It's so weird that you've chosen this.
And if this song is playing, I'm definitely dancing.
If you've never heard this song, literally, if you're wearing headphones right now, this is an audio delight.
Oh, the intro.
This is Everywhere, Fleetwood Mac. Laura Whitmore, thank you for gracing us with a DJ set today from the shed.
Yeah! Thank you, guys. Lots of love from my shed.
That's right, Fleetwood Mac on Radio 1 with Everywhere. Tony says, wow, what a set. Tom in Edinburgh, Laura Whitmore's DJ set, by far the best yet. Even beating Mel C, there was a good selection in there. Lucy in Devon says, I'm in the process of getting rid of my quite annoying boyfriend and these songs are very uplifting. Well, you can't get rid of someone in quarantine, can you?
Wow, he sounds annoying.
I've heard about this. When you have to dump them on Zoom, it's called zumping. It's a new thing.
No.
Yeah, it's on.
Zumping?
Yeah, it's better than doing it on the phone. At least you're looking at them.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon, Archie.
Hello, Scott. You well?
Very well. Yes, I'm well. Are you well?
I'm trying to be.
I thought you were.
Yes. So, Archie, Chris, just to fill you in, he's a young farmer. He listens every day in Cheshire. And we are his mates because you listen every single day and we're with you every day, aren't we?
Oh, you sure are, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like you know us better than some of your friends?
Oh, Chris, yeah. Oh, yeah, easily.
I mean, you probably definitely, not that you talk back to us, or maybe you do, some people do, but, like, we probably talk to you more than some of your mates talk to you, right?
Oh, Chris, yeah, easily.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Okay. And what's the rest of the day for you, Archie? What's going on?
We're just building a bridge down around the track, so that'll be my afternoon sorted.
You just did a what?
I'm building a bridge.
You just built a bridge?
Building a bridge. Well, we haven't built it yet.
Physical.
We're about to do it. Oh, crash,
physical
yeah.
bridge,
yeah.
Or... Oh, God, it's a catchphrase, this, isn't it? Yeah, so a physical bridge. It's not... You're not building bridges
physical
between
bridge.
Two people or something. You're not...
No,
Jeremy
Carlisle.
That's mad, isn't it,
okay,
right?
Cool.
Like, some people, like me, like, oh, what did you do in the morning? Well, I played Lewis Capaldi, played Megan Thee Stallion, and Dua Lipa. What did you do? Oh, I built a bridge.
Built a bridge.
Isn't it different? Christ, yeah.
Well, I love that, yeah.
All right, Archie, thank you for being with us every day. I've got this banger to play, and you 99.9% are not going to pick this. An underrated actress, actually.
I'd say so.
And had bangers for days. The songs were good to disguise the fact she can't actually sing. Jennifer Lopez and Play. That doesn't matter. Britney Spears can't sing, I don't care.
Some right wobbly noises in the background of this as well, isn't there? Isn't that right, Archie?
Good pop star.
Okay, Archie, it's a choice. Two songs on bangers.
Come on, Chris,
it's got to be me. Here's my one.
Yeah, I'll be off.
This is Blink 182. The Rock Show.
Oh, it's got
to
be.
The Rock Show. Yeah, I might just leave you two to it, to be fair.
If you would, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I've got a bone to pick with you as well, Chris, actually. I DM'd you quite a while ago on Instagram to DJ M21st and he never replied.
No, he doesn't check those. It's the public.
No, I do check that.
He doesn't check.
No,
he didn't check
those.
That one, didn't you? No,
he's changed. Archie. He would have used to have checked them, but not now. He doesn't.
Well,
but,
no, I'll tell you what.
But
Archie, you're on right now, so we can have this conversation. And if I can't make it, I'm sure Scott will do. So, what is the date?
It's
so
gone.
It was on the 11th of April, but I mean that's past now. That we are looking at doing something else.
Oh.
Obviously, the pandemic.
We would have been locked in for that, though, wouldn't we?
We would have done. So I wasn't too bothered that you couldn't make it, but.
I'm finding a lot at the moment, Archie, is anything I was booked for this year has just been rolled over to next year. So do you want me to book you in for that date next year?
Or would you like us to book Jordan North?
Well, by then someone else might have risen to the top, you know?
Yeah, well, there's always that.
Yeah, well, I highly doubt it. Well, I would like to be there, Chris, I'm honest with you.
Okay, fine. So what's the date? 11th of April...
It'll be the 11th of April, yeah.
All right, well, that's a lot of time in between now and then. So if you do change your mind and you do want Jordan North, then just pick up the phone.
No, that's not how it works. If you put the booking in now, the booking's in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, put it in. Yeah, get it locked in. If you reply to your message on Instagram, we could talk details on there, I'm sure.
He doesn't check them.
Yep. Yeah. All right, well, that's in now.
Right,
sorted.
What are we playing again? I've forgotten.
Oh, Blink 182, go.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
The British government has announced a mandemic.
For what?
Chief Isolati, Sideman.
Hello.
Says he will be making regular statements via his podcast.
We are all dealing with the effects of the coronavirus, aka the only CV to make you lose your job. So join me for my new podcast called Mandemic. I have thoughts I am tired of sharing with my mirror. Everything from the news reports to the memes to the conspiracy theories. I hope you're ready. Mandemic. Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds.
With the girl with the rock show.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I mean, I would have liked to hear J-Lo's slightly ropey vocals on play, but I'll save it. I'll save it for another time. That's mad. Lucy's been on. She says on Twitter, listening to Scott and Chris for the first time in ages due to not being awake. Cause isolation. Oh, what time are you getting up? And she says, I feel like I've been reunited with my best friends after months of time apart. Yes, Lucy. And now I've just looked at her bio. She's a pro wrestling ring announcer.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. Good to have you with us, Lucy. Scott Mills. Okay, it's me and Chris head-to-head in this quiz. We do this daily, Monday to Thursday. We do want you to play along each other, but we don't want you to look it up. There's no cheating allowed. Who are you playing against today? What are you playing for? 81199. Keep it clean. Pete and Fran in Swindon are playing for the next shop run for a pack of ciders. They're getting low now. Yates is playing with housemate Shane this afternoon. Loser gets the shopping in later. Charlotte in Essex is playing against her mum. Chris on the Isle of Wight says, loser out of me and Olivia has to bake a cake later on. And Liv is playing with Danny in the Wirral. Okay. Quizmaster Will is here again like he always is. Hello there.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Nice
Hi,
to
Will.
See you.
Hi there. Yeah, yeah, you always sort of pull out when you say my name there. It's always a confident one to Scott and then an unsure. It's fine. You can say my name.
I work on
it. It's all good. Now, you received quite a lot of hate yesterday. You've become quite a controversial figure on the quizzing scene.
It's because he helped you massively. He may not say your name properly, but it helps you massively. He's on your side way more on the quiz.
I can't deny it. I want a less controversial quiz today, guys.
Okay.
Do you or is it part of the image?
Round one. Round one is what?
Crisps.
Okay.
All right. So... Let's go for question one. Everyone get involved. Let us know what you're doing. 81199, let us know how you do as well. Crisps, then. Question one.
Question one. What was the original flavoured crisp? So not ready salted. What was the original flavoured crisp?
5 seconds to write it down or WhatsApp your mate. Yeah, good point. Steve the Brickie in Brackley says, remember, Scott, it's not 5 seconds to answering. It's as long as it takes until Chris has Googled the answer. Okay, let's not
get back into that. That's actually really rude because there was no Google involved. I just needed slightly longer.
A lot of time.
It's a question that needed more time.
Okay, I'm going to go cheese and onion.
I'm going salt and vinegar.
The answer is cheese and onion.
Yes!
No, wow.
At last. Okay, question two.
Question two. Which of these is not a real posh crisp flavour? Is not. Butter and mint, Chardonnay and brie, oyster and vinegar.
Can we have the options again?
Butter and mint, Chardonnay and brie, oyster and vinegar.
5 seconds. Write it down.
Bella and Oxford. What was the middle one?
Chardonnay and brie.
Bella and Oxford's playing with Sister Kitty. Winner buys drinks when the pubs reopen. Bella's won every quiz so far. She's looking forward to a wild and cheap night. I would like to go for butter and mint, so A.
I'm going to go Chardonnay.
The answer is Chardonnay and brie.
Oh, come on.
One all.
Okay. And question three on the subject of crisps.
Question three, the biggest crisp factory in the world is in which English city? The biggest crisp factory in the world is in which English city?
5 seconds. There's only one place that I know that's associated with crisps, but I'm not sure that it's a city. So, I'm going to say Ashby de la Zouche.
Oh. I'm going to go Leicester.
It's 2-1, Chris. The answer is Leicester.
Come on.
How do you know
that?
Well,
think about it. Gary Lineker, isn't it? I just went Gary Lineker, king of crisps, supports Leicester, assume he came from Leicester. So, Leicester.
Fair. Actually, fair play for your working on that. Okay, that was round one, crisps. How did you do? And we'll move on to round two next. Do not use your phone to look up the answers. One!
Scott Mills.
Hannah from Derby says, you're thinking of Ashby de la Zouche off of biscuits, not crisps. One. Frankie is playing the quiz with his daughter, Lily. If she wins, Frankie's got to get drinks ready at dinner. If Frankie wins, she has to do the dishwasher for the rest of the week. Oh, a dishwasher. Okay, into round two. Many, many people did very well at the crisp round, actually. A lot of crisp eaters listening to the show.
Round two.
Not a surprise. Round two is what?
Guess the year it all went wrong.
Okay, wrong for who? Celebrities?
Yeah, different people in these clips you'll hear, and you have to guess the year that it all went wrong for them.
Okay. All right, let's go for question one. In the year it went wrong.
Guess the year it all went wrong at the Oscars when the wrong film was announced for Best Picture.
There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Oh, I remember that. 5 seconds. I'm going to say 2010.
I'm going to go 2015.
The year was 2017.
Oh, was it?
That recent, yeah.
So what happens here? Do you have to be bang on?
Got
to
be bang on, I'm afraid, yeah.
Got to be bang on. Wow.
It's got to be 2017.
Okay, no points. Let us know if you got a point for that. 2017, write it down as correct. If so, what's number two?
Guess the year it all went wrong for Amy on Love Island.
I was coming back here to tell you I loved you, right? And I've been away for 4 days. And I come back to find out that you've been slogging other people and telling other people you fancy them.
5 seconds.
Is
the correct answer. Point each.
Okay. Fairly easily won that because it wasn't that long ago, the last summer Love Island. And next,
guess the year it all went wrong for chicken fans.
A bizarre story of our times. After KFC runs out of chicken, the police are forced to warn people to stop calling. It's not an emergency.
I've had to go to Burger King.
they ran out of chicken.
I've had to.
Big story at the time. 2016.
I've gone 2018.
Is the correct answer 2018, Chris?
Come on!
Oh, you know your chicken,
it's
don't
4-2.
You,
4-2.
I
to
remember
Chris.
Because I had to go to Burger King instead.
Okay. All right, top up your scores as we get into the next one.
Round three.
Yes?
National animals.
What?
National animals.
What does it mean?
Like,
I think it's a bit like the Canadian moose, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that's not an answer.
What? So, like, the animal that's associated with this country?
Yeah, each country actually has a national animal.
All right.
It's fairly self-explanatory.
Cool.
Yeah. It may be a one-time wonder this round, I'll be honest.
Yeah, maybe let's not revisit it. Let's see how well it goes first.
Question one. Which country in Great Britain has the unicorn as its national animal?
Whoa.
5 seconds.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Chris Stark.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go... Actually, don't know. I'm going to Scotland.
Oh, I've said Scotland.
And the answer is Scotland.
Yes!
So point each.
Come on.
Okay, complete guesswork. Question two.
Question two. What is the national animal of France?
5 seconds on the timer.
Okay.
Now, I know what we're all thinking, but it can't be that. Or is it?
What were you thinking?
Frog. Because they eat them.
So what are you saying? What are you saying then?
I can't be frog. Frog.
Frog? I'm going to go cockerel.
Yeah, the answer is actually the Gaelic cock, like you'd see on Le Coq Sportif or their football shirts.
Exactly, same as the rugby shirts.
How do you know that?
Rugby shirts.
Oh, is that how you know?
Yeah.
And also, your mum is a French teacher.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's
right,
that doesn't
unfair.
Mean she loves the cockerel
that's
or something,
unfair.
Does it?
Is
it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the next one? I don't know what
what's
the time is
here?
On.
Yeah. Question three, and the final question. Yeah. Portugal shares its national animal with the logo of which restaurant chain?
5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
5 seconds.
I think I've got it.
Nando's.
Nando's.
It is Nando's. Many people don't realise that's actual fake Portuguese Nando's.
Yeah, it's South African. It's from South Africa.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but well, Portuguese food.
So it's from South Africa, but it's got Portuguese food.
Originated in South Africa, but makes Portuguese cuisine, hence the logo.
Wow.
I read the Wikipedia page last
Mind
week.
Blown.
Absolutely whipped through that last round, didn't we? It wasn't one of our... you know, best rounds, but it's enough for the point. So, Will, what's the scores?
Final scores. Scott, 4. Chris, 7.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Come
I think that I'm never going to be good at this. Also, why is there no, like, Eurovision or anything that I would know questions this week? You'd think there'd be a Eurovision round, wouldn't you, or something like that? 1! How did you do? Let us know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Nick Grimshaw's on with you at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Jesse!
Hey! Hello!
Hey! Happy birthday!
Thank you so much. You don't know what that means to me.
Really?
Aww.
I feel like you guys are my friends.
We are.
Aww.
Where do you live, Jesse?
I'm from Bristol.
Okay. And
not fish ponds.
Not fish ponds. God, you do listen. And you are 24 today.
Yeah, I'm 24. The big 2-4 finally got there.
Yeah, phew. And it's a big one, 2-4. And how are you coping with lockdown birthday?
I'm really lucky, to be honest. I've got, like, 2 of my friends with me. So we basically...
Okay.
And like we party quite a lot, so we're enjoying it. We have Mexican food.
Nice. Okay, so you got your
tequila.
Mates there. It's all good. Now, is this true? They said, "What do you want for your birthday, Jesse?" And you said, "I want to be able to listen to Radio 1 all day."
They were like, "What do you want to do?" And that was the first thing I said. I want Radio 1 from when we wake up to when we go to bed.
Oh, that's so cute.
This is incredible. Wow, you're the actual best. So this is awesome. I love that it's your birthday and you can come on and choose the next song on Radio 1. It makes
I know,
it extra
I'm
special
so
that it's your birthday.
It does. I'm so excited.
Wow,
we should just keep you on all day.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what we do. Maybe
please.
You just
maybe
just be on Radio 1 all day.
We found Radio 1's number one fan. There's a lot of people that love this radio station, but I think we found the number one.
That is what it says in my Instagram bio.
Does
radio
it?
So, oh, bless your heart. So are you? Is that the plan? You're going to listen all day? I mean, if so, what we'll do is we'll pass you on to Grimmy.
Oh, OK. Yeah. I'd love that.
Yeah? OK, fine.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
OK.
I'll send him a message now.
Oh my God, this is the best. Literally, you're having the best birthday ever in the middle of a pandemic.
I'm shaking. Guys, I'm shaking.
Right, here's what I've got for you to choose. You can have this, you can have what you want, it's your birthday.
I can. Okay, I'm feeling it.
Okay, I would like to hear Golden Scans Klaxons.
Okay,
so that's choice number one. Or the next song on Radio 1 can be my choice, which is this. And I've gone for old school Usher. This is Usher, Alicia Keys, My Boo.
You have gone for a bit of old school Usher, haven't you?
Oh. Yeah.
Such responsibility.
In it though.
Huge.
Such responsibility.
The whole of the UK can hear you.
I know.
All of it. Even the Isle of Skye.
So proud.
Please don't swear.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay, my choice is definitely it's gonna be Klaxons. Let's go with that.
Oh, Right, we love you. Enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Love you.
Love you. Happy 24th. And this one's for you.
Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so Henry's on his virtual trip to Australia. Obviously, his flight and his holiday got cancelled. But we can rejoin him. He's in Australia, in Sydney. Henry, can you see a bar?
Yes.
Excellent. All right.
It's called the Edge Baston Tap.
Awesome. Right, you just head in there and just stand at the bar, okay?
Okay.
See if anyone talks to you. Okay, I'm now going to play the part of a person in bar. And if you can just try and hold a conversation with me, all right?
Okay.
Cool. Good day, mate.
Good day.
How you going?
I'm all right, thank you.
Jeez, you've got a face like a dropped pie.
All right.
Look at you.
Yeah, it was a long flight, I guess, so...
Yeah, bloody oath.
Right.
I'll tell you what, mate, I'm knackered. I woke up at Sparrow's Fart.
Okay, what's that then?
Early.
oh, Sparrow, yeah.
I'm flat out.
Drink?
What?
Drink?
Yeah, are you here on your own? You look like you're drinking with the flies.
No, I've got a few lads with me.
Where are they?
They're on their way. They're just a bit behind. Well, they're here. They are coming.
Oh, see, I'm only here as the bottle I ran out of Stubby's, the Savo. But yeah, get us a beer. Get us a cold one. I'm dry as a dead dingo's donga.
Okay.
This is extraordinary. Where are you pulling this from, Scott?
Just my knowledge. All right, mate, let's hit the Terps hard.
The Terps?
They're there.
Oh, the beer, yeah.
Although you look like a two-pot screamer to me.
Yeah, that's been said before.
Yeah. Come on, mate, where's me drink? I'm not here to root the spiders.
The service isn't great, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's your plans?
We're just going to go with it, really. If you've got any recommendations on what to do...
okay. Well, there's a servo next door. You could maybe pop to the servo, get some durries, some lollies, and a golden gay time.
What's a servo?
It's the service station, mate. Jesus Christ, have you never been here before?
No, I've never been.
The servo. Get some durries, get some lollies, get a golden gay time.
What's a durries?
Fags.
okay.
A golden gay time.
What's that?
An ice cream.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to last 5 minutes here, jeez.
okay, thank you for your help.
Yeah, well, actually, mate, I'm going to shoot through.
What does that mean?
I'm out of here.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, she'll be apples.
You what?
You're really bad at talking to the locals. This is what every conversation in Australia is like.
What did you say about apples?
She'll be apples.
She'll be apples.
Yeah, it's all good. She'll be apples.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Actual what every conversation in Australia in a bar is like there, Chris.
That was fascinating. I've not been to Australia myself, but I look forward to going at some point.
That's exactly what it's like. And people in Australia who listen to this podcast will message now and go, oh, you're so accurate.
Not that different to the Edge Baston Tap, to be fair.
Was there any part of that you didn't understand, or was it all of it?
It was pretty much all of it. Was quite difficult, but...
All right, let me break it down for you. Face like a dropped pie, look like you're in a mood.
I thought you were just sort of saying I was ugly.
I'm dry as a dead dingo's donga. Get me a drink immediately.
Right.
Two-pot screamer, really bad at handling his drink. Bloody oath, the truth. I'm not here to root the spiders. I'm serious about this. Shoot through, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, that threw me off.
The servo, the service or petrol station. Golden gay time, ice cream. All right.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really getting to grips with the lingo.
Anyway, welcome to Australia.
Amazing.
You have an amazing time, all right?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Good on ya.
Mate.
Sweet airs.
No dramas.
Scott Mills.
It's Clara next week. Me and Chris are back a week on Monday, but I'll be here with the official chart tomorrow from 4.